Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have clearing skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated chances of rain showers overnight in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, chance of sprinkles becoming mostly sunny, windy, upper 40s with wind gust at 40. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, upper 20s. And for Friday, chance of rain and snow. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 45.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA yesterday released the U.S. Agriculture Innovation Strategy Directional Vision for Research Summary and Dashboard. The summary, USDA says, will help guide future research decisions within the department. The strategy synthesizes information USDA collected as part of a public announcement earlier in the year engaging the public on research priorities under the Ag Innovation Agenda. The report summarizes the stakeholder input and defines discovery goals to help inform research to the best address agriculture innovations agendas for the next 10 to 30 years. USDA Deputy Undersecretary Scott Hutchins says the information will spark imagination to convey the positive role innovation will play to help solve challenges that face the nation. The Ag Innovation Agenda is a department-wide effort to align USDA's resources, programs, and research to provide farmers with the tools they need. The next steps include aligning existing USDA research programs against the goals while linking existing research activities to the objectives to inform the broader innovation community of progress and also enlist their engagement. And yesterday, Senator Tammy Duckworth led a coalition of senators sending a letter to President-elect Biden requesting strong support of farmers in the biofuel industry. She and her colleagues called on the administration to direct the EPA to reject pending small refiner exemptions by applying that 10th Circuit Court decision nationwide. Lawmakers also calling for the administration to quickly publish the RVOs, those renewable volume obligations. Growth Energy supports the action. CEO Emily Score said the letter outlines the actions of the Biden administration and what they need to do to fulfill the campaign promises they made to rural America. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During the State of the State address from Governor Laura Kelly last night, she addressed some of the issues with the Kansas Department of Labor and the unemployment claims during the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the amount of claims that have been filed in the state is something the system just couldn't handle.
The fact is, the volume of benefit applications absolutely overwhelmed our unemployment system. I want you to know we've fixed many of the immediate problems, and more Kansans have received unemployment benefits since the pandemic started 10 months ago than in the 8 previous years combined.
She went on to announce her new plan of investing more than $37 million into the department to update all their software and systems. In other news, the American Red Cross has partnered up with the NFL to give football fans a chance to win 2 tickets to next year's Super Bowl in Los Angeles, California, just by donating blood. KWCH News reports that if you do donate blood with the American Red Cross between now and January 20th, you can win the 2 tickets along with airfare, hotel accommodations, and a $500 gift card. Mid-America Network News.
You asked. and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Governor Laura Kelly has told fellow Kansas residents that her usual yearly call for bipartisanship is not enough in light of the protests in Washington, D.C. last week, and said state leaders, quote, must commit ourselves to set an example. Kelly focused much of the annual State of the State address last night on COVID-19 pandemic and avoided outlining broad new initiatives outside of promising a push again for Medicaid expansion. The Democrat governor turned near the end of her speech to the protest last week that stormed the U.S. Capitol, saying, quote, this isn't like any other moment. In other news, students in the Wichita area are resuming in-person learning, and some bars and restaurants in the Kansas City area are extending their hours as the COVID-19 vaccine begins to roll out across the state. In the Wichita School District, which is the state's largest with roughly 47,000 students, is bringing elementary school students back to in-person learning today. These young students have been sent home late last year because of a lack of substitute teachers and rising COVID-19 cases. Middle school and high school students will also be returning in a hybrid model. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. More than 40% of Nebraska's 90,000 healthcare workers across the state have received the first two doses of the coronavirus vaccine as the state continues to ramp up distribution. State health officials said that 78,000 of the 144,000 doses Nebraska had received so far have been administered primarily to healthcare workers. Residents and workers at long-term care facilities have also begun to get the vaccine. Nebraska said that nearly 1,200 doses of the vaccine were administered on Sunday, which is typically the slowest day. The state administered an average of 5,800 doses each day last week. The state also reported 644 new cases of the virus and 12 deaths as of Monday. In other news, police say that a rideshare driver and his passenger were killed in a crash in Northeast Omaha. Police say in a news release that the crash happened at 24th and Lake Streets shortly after 1 p.m. on Monday when a speeding SUV ran red light and hit the car being used for a Z-Trip ride. The passenger, 60-year-old Laren Imani, died at the scene. Good American Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID cases in Marshall County remain flat, with 48 reported as of Monday and 3 hospitalized. Washington County was back up from 5 to 16 active cases. Nemahal County at 35, that up from 22 last week, while neither reported current hospitalizations. On Monday, Nemahal County Commissioners voted 2-1 to rescind the mask mandate, which had been in effect since November 12th, in favor of less restrictive measures, which include a strong recommendation to wear a mask as appropriate. The county health nurse had recommended continuation for at least another 30 to 45 days. Newly elected commissioners Dylan Keim and Jason Cook voted to rescind, while Gary Scobie voted no. The New Year's baby born in Washington County, Kalen Richard Miller, was delivered to Jake and Taylor Miller of rural Washington last Wednesday evening, delivered by Dr. David Hodgson of the Washington County Hospital. Grandparents are Richard and Denise Powell of Washington, Richard and Vicki Miller of Morrowville, and Curtis and Diane Parker of Greenleaf. Marysville City Council meeting Monday voted to extend the city mask mandate through April 1st. This is an extension of the current mandate, which allows local enforcement. The decision followed a lengthy discussion and was passed 7-1 with Keith Beichmann voting no. Council will review the ordinance at their second meeting in March. A condemnation hearing was approved for a property at 1205 Calhoun owned by Walter Mlynarek. The house is not occupied, and a number of health and safety issues were cited, with a structure in disrepair and a significant collection of items both inside and scattered outside. The city has cleaned the property on three previous occasions over the past 5 years and has taken the matter to court. Past due property taxes, interest, and cleanup assessments amount to well over $12,000. Unanimous approval was given to move forward with the hearing at the February 22nd meeting. Bids were reviewed for purchase of a new mower. That matter was tabled pending additional input from the Cemetery and Parks Committee. Low bid for a new 3/4-ton truck for the Parks and Cemetery Committee was approved for approximately $32,000 with a flatbed install to replace a 1997 truck. $40,000 had been budgeted for the purchase this year. Approval was given for a new police vehicle with a low bid of roughly $38,000. Again, $40,000 had been budgeted for replacement of a 2015 SUV. And approval was given for purchase of a new pickup for the city inspector, replacing one with a blown motor. The bid just over $28,000, funded through municipal equipment reserve. The new truck was below used vehicle alternatives. For the end of 2020, the general fund ending balance is $816,000, an increase of $214,000 from the end of 2019, representing an increase of $109,000 from what was budgeted as carryover for 2021. Carryover in the water fund was $23,000 higher, with the sewer fund decreasing by some $123,000. It was noted that costs for sewer lining replacement added to costs, and alternatives going forward to reduce expenses would be considered. The sales tax fund was up over $300,000 compared to the end of 2019, reflecting a nearly $144,000 surplus as to the estimated carryover from the budget. Sales tax receipts for the year were just above 2019 totals, but well below 2018. Approval was given for an additional $8,900 toward geotech engineering work on the 11th and 12th road proposals. Some council members expressed concern that substantial monies had been spent on surveys thus far, and a summary will be compiled. A motion to table the decision until that information is provided died for lack of a second. Approval was given to go ahead on a 6-2 vote. Appointments were approved, with Brandon Wagner replacing Anthony Ring, who has resigned of a library board. Mandy Cook was approved as chairman. Maureen Crist, vice chair of a city convention and tourism board. Consensus was to open future Marysville City Council meetings again to the public, with masks mandated.
Ned A. Lineweber, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 9th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Interment follows the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ned Lineweber.
Margaret Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary at 10. Burial to follow at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Nieberding Starr. Geraldine Gary Pinkerton, age 90, of rural Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday at noon at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Geraldine Gary Pinkerton.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Let the good times roll at Prairie Bend Casino and Resort. Earn drawing entries daily when you play on your Players Club card. Roll the dice every Sunday in January to win the grand prize, $210,000 in cash. Roll up your sleeves and roll into $210,000. Visit PrairieBand.com to see how we give you more ways to play.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the area for today. We have a low pressure system that's moving across the upper parts of the Midwest over the next couple of days with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. On the warm side of this system, maybe a little bit of some isolated rain showers overnight. Once that cold front moves through, we're going to see temperatures back into the upper 30s, maybe a little bit of some isolated rain and snow as we get into Friday. The main thing is that wind. It is a strong low pressure system, so we're definitely going to see some gusty winds over the next several days. We could see wind gusts anywhere from 30 to 40 miles per hour. So looking at the forecast, decreasing clouds, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers overnight in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, chance of sprinkles, then becoming mostly sunny, windy in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, windy at 27. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-January 40. Record high in this date, 71. The average low, 17. Record low is 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:26.
Winter's End may seem like ages away, but now is not the time to be sitting on your hands. A few thoughts about laying the groundwork for springtime today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Actress Julia Dreyfus celebrates a birthday, and Hank Aaron was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on this day in 1982. It may be too early for dreaming about gardens blooming and bees buzzing, but it is wise to remember that some advanced planning for springtime needs to begin in January. An experienced beekeeper we know recommends ordering package bees this month. By mid-March, suppliers are typically low on stock. The same goes for flower and vegetable seeds. Depending on your region, the time for indoor seed starting may not be far off. Plus, nothing brightens a dreary January day like sketching out a plan for your springtime garden. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
If you love high school sports and want a piece of the action, we'd like to hear from you. KNDY remains the sports leader in northeast Kansas and is seeking a part-time play-by-play announcer for high school basketball and football games. If you have broadcast experience or training, or perhaps served as a public address announcer, and think you have the skills to get started immediately, contact us today. We can be flexible with the right individual, but need your commitment to travel game nights in season as scheduled. Maybe it's not you, but you know someone who may be qualified and interested. Please pass this along. Contact KNDY with your qualifications at KNDY@BlueValley.net.
State Bank of Odell knows the fans are cheering for the Diller-Odell winter sports athletes. The boys and girls have shown great determination and have worked diligently to perfect their considerable talent and skills. From your friends and fans at State Bank of Odell, go Orange and Black. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's playoff season for the NFL, and the Kansas City Chiefs are ready to take on their first playoff game starting this Sunday against an odd team and a bit of a surprise for many fans with the Cleveland Browns. The game is set to be at home at Arrowhead Stadium with a kickoff at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon after having a bye week for the first week of NFL playoffs. The Chiefs did wrap up number one in the AFC West with an overall record for the season at 14-2. The Browns tied for second in the AFC North with an overall season record of 11-5. In the world of college basketball, Kansas State Wildcats were set to have a game today against Iowa State. That game has been postponed due to COVID-19, as the Big 12 announced that the teams were unable to meet the required COVID-19 threshold. Kansas State last fell to the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Saturday, 70-54. Their next scheduled game is against the number 4 Texas Longhorns this coming Saturday with a tip-off at 7 p.m. The Wildcats have been struggling this season in the Big 12 Conference with a conference record of 1-4 and an overall record for the season so far at 5-8.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 29th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 29th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
The number 6 Kansas Jayhawks fell to the Oklahoma State Cowboys last night in a 75-70 loss. That makes the second loss in conference play and the third loss overall for the season. The Jayhawks are currently number 3 in the Big 12 Conference with a 4-2 record, an overall record for the season at 10-3, and number 6 overall nationwide. Their next tip-off is at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening against the Iowa State Cyclones. Last night was also a big night across the state of Kansas for high school basketball, as Garden City took a Liberal last night with a 42-38 victory. Goddard-Eisenhower beat Goddard 52-32. Hayes topped Great Bend last night 51-24. Junction City had a close victory over Highland Park 52-50 last night. Lawrence Free State topped Olathe North 61-35. Bishop Miege had a dominant victory over Blue Valley with a 77-44 win. In the Wichita area, Cape and Mount Carmel topped at Wichita West last night 62-41. On the western part of the state, Lakin topped Holcomb last night 65-57. Good American Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls play. Marysville took Concordia 48-32, while they go down to Abilene 43-33, and Clay Sutter beat Smoky Valley 49-32. Hanover girls trimmed Axtell 51-18. Valley Heights beat Minneapolis 37-27. Frankfort over Wetmore 46-35. Lynn took Blue Valley 47-37. Centralia down Donovan West 54-40. In boys' play, Marysville beat Concordia 59-51, while Mago topped Abilene 47-43. Smoky Valley over Clay Center 60-45. Hanover boys beat Axtell 46-41. Minneapolis down Valley Heights 70-30. Frankfort over Wetmore 57-54. And Donovan West took Centralia 39-38. In the Mudeikis basketball tournament, boys' play, Diller-Odell knocked off second seed Sacred Heart 62-48 to advance. Southern fell to Tri-County 54-34.
Marysville Bulldogs spoiled senior night for the Concordia Panthers, winning the girls and boys matchups on Tuesday. Marysville girls winning 48-32. Nine players scored for the Bulldogs, led by Linda Franco with nine. Eva Peschel, Macy Raver, and Madison Runnebaum, eight apiece. Concordia was led by Kendall Reynolds with 11. Bulldogs improved to 3-3, 2-1, taking Concordia for a second time, falling to 2-4, 1-3. Marysville 48, Concordia 32, the girls' final. MHS boys win the nightcap 59-51. It wasn't without a fight. Marysville scattered 11 trays by four players and held on with fourth-quarter free throws to win the game by 8 points. Bulldogs paced by Jackson Rader with 20. He had five trays in the ballgame. Ben Kirkland with 13, knocked out a couple of trays. MHS improves to 5-1, 2-1 in the NCKL. Concordia falls to 3-2, 1-2. Both losses to Marysville. They were led by Wyatt Trost with 16, and Chase Parker dropped in 14. Marysville 59, Concordia 51 the final. Tuesday, Marysville tips off at Flamingo in league play Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Expand your indoor plant collection and have fun by starting snake plants from just a 3-inch section of a leaf. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use a sharp knife and cut one of the long leaves into several 3-inch long pieces. Notch the bottom end of the cutting to mark the side of the cutting that was closest to the roots. Stick the notched end about an inch deep into a fast-draining potting mix. Water often enough to keep the soil just slightly moist. In about a month or two, you'll see a tiny snake plant begin to grow at the base of the leaf cutting. The original leaf section will eventually die as the new plant grows. Variegated snake plants will not retain their variegation with this method of propagation. Divide large overgrown clumps into smaller sections if you want to start new plants and maintain the variegation. Simply slide the plant out of its pot and use a sharp knife to cut through the fleshy underground rhizomes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
How do you spell pigeon? You know, that bird that you sometimes need to get rid of around buildings. That was the dilemma facing one of Bob's reporters at the newspaper. And in the days before autocorrect on your computer, well, getting that word right could take up most of your day. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bob Slater spent parts of three decades as a reporter and editor for the newspaper in St. Joseph, Missouri. He followed in his father's footsteps and even surpassed him, so to speak.
18 or so years of reporter and then made managing editor. I was my dad's boss at that point then because he's a city editor.
He learned much about being a good reporter from his father, who he says knew people at the country club and also knew people who lived a life of crime. He treated all with respect and all could provide him background for stories. Bob shared those ideas with those he managed.
You know, one of the things I insisted on all my staff, you keep your name in the telephone book. People don't want to call you at the office, they'll call you at home.
Bob recalls that he'd always try to put himself in situations to meet different people and uncover the stories that needed to be told.
So I just walk in a bar, not one I'd regularly go to, kind of a rough and tumble type neighborhood, and I'm walking in to sit down and just listen.
He admits much has changed in the newspaper business, but he believes reporters have to spend time listening, meeting a multitude of people, and unearthing the facts. Bob had plenty of stories from his days as a reporter. One of his favorites took place before the days of autocorrect spelling, when a reporter named Hugh was admonished by a coworker named Don when his story about pigeons at the courthouse contained the constant misspelling of the word pigeon, the centerpiece of the story.
Hugh goes over there and thumbs through there, comes back and says, not in the dictionary. Dots. It is in the dictionary. He said, I looked every PID entry in the book, and it's not under there. He said, no, because there's no D in pigeon.
Bob shares his wisdom of years covering a multitude of people and stories. Bob remains active in the community and enjoys sharing some of his insights from the years he covered the news of the day. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers, but trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Jesus, our peace, his will to make.
favorite TV shows growing up was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was so important to me, I told my parents I was watching the news. His soothing voice and fun characters always entertained and inspired me. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So here's one thing Mr. Rogers said that really stuck with me over the years. The greatest gift you ever give is your honest self. To me, that means you have a purpose, a calling in your life. Your gift to the world is to live out that calling. And it's up to you and God to figure it out. Your purpose could be as simple as, I want to be a good parent. Maybe your career is your calling. Or it could be helping others in your own unique way. And it could be all three. Whatever it is, ask God to help you live purposefully. Give the gift of your honest self. The world will be a better place for it. And you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Taking on the problem of opiate addiction in rural America. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Opioid abuse. It has the attention of the rural community because it's a problem in the rural community. Ruth Merrick is with the Minnesota Farm Bureau Foundation.
74% of farmers and farm families say they've been directly impacted by the opiate epidemic. 3 out of 4 farmers say it's easy to access large amounts of prescription opiates without a prescription. Understand that 80 out of 100 prescriptions are written for opiates. Our objective with the opiate crisis in Farm Bureau is to really reduce stigma that's associated with opiate addiction.
Merrick says Farm Bureau is looking for folks who want to help combat the opiate problem.
We believe it's our duty to keep our farm families and rural communities safe and healthy. We are encouraging people to set up outreach meetings and participate in events to build awareness. Also engage in partnerships. Find those partnerships that work for you. Might be with your local sheriff's department, assisting at a national take back day. It might be working at your local pharmacy just with some material to hand out to people about the safe disposal of unused prescription meds.
The Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union jointly operate a related website at farmtownstrong.org. That address again is farmtownstrong.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Increased coronavirus testing of imported meat and poultry is having a big impact on product bound for China since summer of 2020. Following outbreaks at wholesale food markets, China has been swab testing imported meat, often focusing on packaging. At first, the tests only occurred at the ports and on a sample basis, but as the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Joel Haggard explains, China has now implemented new rules that all meat and poultry be tested again at inland cold storage locations and distribution centers before moving on to end users.
Following more outbreaks among port and airport workers, China then mandated that all imported meat and poultry not only had to be COVID tested, but had to undergo a disinfection procedure, also to be conducted at approved inland warehouses. China has also begun to layer on a new phone app-based traceability system requiring any party handling imported meat and poultry to scan information about the product's upstream and downstream movements.
How has all of this COVID testing and and disinfection impacted the market. Haggard says the effects have really been more pronounced over the last couple of weeks.
There have been some slowdowns in product clearance at ports as product looks to find approved warehouses where it can be disinfected. And then there's been a slowdown in the movement of products as wholesalers need to get their COVID test and disinfection certificates. And we are hearing of some consumer pushback on imported meat and poultry.
Haggard says these added developments are coming at a very inopportune time since this is the peak meat purchasing and consumption season in China, leading up to the February 12th Lunar New Year. Haggard says, however, that he's confident that these hiccups are only temporary. Bit of an issue for imported meats entering China. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
H-Pin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. beef exports posted one of the best months on record in November, that according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. November also a strong month for pork exports, which had already surpassed the full-year volume and value record that was set back in 2019. November beef exports totaled 115,300 metric tons. That's up 6% from a year ago and the largest since July of 2019. Export value climbed 8% year-over-year to $707.5 million. Those November beef muscle cut exports were the third largest on record, 91,300 metric tons. That's a value of $630 million. November pork export volume steady over the year at 258,800 metric tons. The value down 2%, though. Although China and Hong Kong remained the largest destination for U.S. pork in November, momentum continued to build in other markets like Japan, Mexico, and Central America. The January through November pork exports set an annual record for both volume and value. Pork muscle cut exports shattered previous annual records, increased 18% year over year to a value of $6 billion, 2.29 million metric tons, by the way. Well, USDA yesterday announced the details for the 97th annual Ag Outlook Forum. It's going to be held virtually coming up February 18th and 19th. The 2021 Forum, the theme, Building on Innovation, a Pathway to Resilience, will focus on the central role science and innovation have played in helping agriculture overcome challenges and build resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic. The program will begin with a presentation by the new chief economist, Dr. Seth Meyer, the department's outlook for the U.S. commodity markets and trade for 2021 and U.S. farm income. A keynote address from the incoming Ag Secretary and presentations from congressional leaders and a session on genetic literacy, also scheduled on the first day of the forum. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
The kids are at home driving you crazy, so they might as well help on the farm, right? There are resources to help you decide if that's a good idea on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Run a farm, and one of them also works in town. They have school-age kids trying to navigate online learning, and maybe there's even a toddler or a baby that needs constant care. When schools, childcare centers, and youth activities are canceled, the kids are probably bored out of their minds. It may be very tempting to have them helping with the farm work, but this also increases their exposure to hazards and injuries if the job isn't appropriate for them. Scott Heiberger is the communications manager for the National Farm Medicine Center. He says they want to help by offering resources for farm parents trying to protect their kids while navigating these lifestyle changes.
It's easy for us to say, hey, keep that very young child out of the work site, at least during your most hazardous work. But we're kind of in that situation where all we can do is kind of be supportive and try to offer up these resources and make them as accessible as possible online. Ag Youth Work Guidelines, which can help parents assign jobs to kids based on their developmental ability and as well as their age. Some homeschooling links that are pretty handy for parents trying to balance those duties at home.
Heiberger says to find these resources, Google the National Farm Medicine Center.
Some of these COVID resources are right on the homepage, easily seen. Then there's a drop-down tab where you can go to the National Children's Center, and that's where we've got the rest of the concentration of resources, again, for like assigning jobs, for keeping kids out of the work site, ideas on physical barriers, safe play area type situations.
I'm Jody Henke. You'll find many helpful online resources for farm parents now, and even when there is no pandemic, at agriculture.com.
The new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups are available at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville. With the new Silverado 1500 model, it's the High Country Edition. A Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. And a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. Test drive yours today at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, Kansas City wheat has rebounded and is on a bit of a rally right now. March KC wheat up 6 at 628.5. May Kansas City wheat is up 5.5 at 631.75. Chicago wheat is still down. March corn up 9.5 at 526.75. May corn up 11.25 at 530.25. Soybeans still on the downside. March beans down 7 at 1411.25. May beans down 5.5 at 1408.25. March soybean meal is down $7.40 at 458. And the March bean oil is down 20 points at 42.43. So not the best look across the soy complex, but it's nice to see Kansas City wheat on a bit of a rally. We have issues with live cattle. Feeder cattle are up. February live cattle down 27 at 112.20. April down 17 at 117.47. The back months are mixed. January feeders up 25 at 133.47, but March down a dime at 133.87. So we'll see how that shakes out over the course of the rest of the day. Hogs are down. Feb hogs down 135 at 67.15. April hogs down 47 at 73.05. So not a good look for hogs at the present time. Taking a look at some other issues, cotton is down
March cotton is down 64 points at 81.06. May is down 56 points at 81.89. Crude oil is off. February crude is down 19 cents at 53.02. March down 19 at 53.05. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all lower also. Gold is up. The metal markets are doing well right now. February gold is up $13 at $1,857.20 an ounce. We're also seeing pretty positive signs for silver, copper, and platinum. So a decent day so far in the metals markets. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rusty Eck Ford.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com. Thank you.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.